Hey, this is Michael Kodahi. I'm going to teach you about accelerators in 3 minutes. So the accelerator that we're going to build looks something like this. You'll be able to select a text from any page, pop up in the accelerators menu, and hover over our search accelerator, and you're going to get a list of items which have that keyword that we hovered over in them. So to start with, what we need is a page on our site that renders in 320 by 240. I happen to have one here. It's a simple page that has a parameter passed down to it. Parameter by the name of param in this particular instance, and a word that's passed down to it. So I don't know, I could pass anything down and I get back a page that renders in a 320 by 240 sized window. So how do I get from the page that we built that renders in the 320 by 240 to the accelerator? Well, somewhere in the middle of all that magic is a manifest file. So this is a file that you put on your web server somewhere. And it describes your accelerator. So it tells IE what your accelerator does and how it behaves. So we've got, the name of our accelerator, the icon of our accelerator, and a couple of other things. One of the more important things is the category of our accelerator. So this particular accelerator is a search accelerator. When you right mouse click and you pop up your accelerators window, they're actually grouped accelerators. So there's mapping accelerators, definition accelerators. So you have to specify a category. And now we've got two actions. We've got a preview action and an execute action. The preview action is just that page that you saw earlier, where we're passing down the selection. So when you hover over it, you'll actually see that. Other action is an execute action, and what this is what if the user clicks on your accelerator? So if they're here and they hover over and they put your accelerator up, but what if they actually click on this on your accelerator there, right? So let's click on it. What we do in my particular instance is we actually launch our proper fully fledged search page with all our search results in it. So that's that search page there, right? So you can actually have an action when the user clicks and an action when the user hovers. That's pretty much the manifest file. That's pretty much the glue that holds it all together and describes what your accelerator should look like. So how do we get this manifest file? How do we get from this to the user's browser? So to add an accelerator to any page, what we're going to do is actually add a button to the bottom here that installs the accelerator. So let's go over, and here's a button, and it calls a method called add service, and it passes to that method the XML file, right? So we've got, so let's hit save. Let's move over. Let's refresh that. So now we've got our page. The user's going to see a button that says add accelerator or any user generated or action. We'll hit replace in my particular instance, but it'll hit add if it was the first time. And now when the user hovers over, they'll see our accelerator and it'll show the results. So a manifest file that describes your accelerator, one method call in your browser window that tells the IE where the accelerator lives, where the accelerator manifest lives, and we're done. Accelerators in 3 minutes.